Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Andrea. I'm calling you from Metro Research, and we are conducting a poll of people's opinions over public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. We would like to ask, are you currently registered to vote at this address as Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Right now, I don't available for this question, okay? I am Republican. I vote for Republican.
Okay, thank you so much. And would you please tell me what is your age as in a statistical question? Is it between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 to 74, or 75 and over?
75 and over.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things in your area, Miami-Dade County, are headed in the right direction, mixed, or the wrong track?
What is the question? I don't understand this question.
Yeah, generally speaking, do you feel that things in your area of Miami-Dade County are headed in the right direction or the wrong direction?
Right direction.
How would you rate the way that Daniela Levine Cava is handling her job as mayor of Miami-Dade County? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Poor.
Thinking about your political values, do you tend to agree more with those identified as MAGA conservatives, traditional conservatives, centrists, traditional liberals, or progressives?
Traditional conservatives.
Thank you. Moving forward, I would like to ask your impressions of some people and organizations that you might have heard of. As I read each one, you're going to tell me if you have a very or somewhat favorable opinion or a very or somewhat unfavorable opinion about them. If I mention one person that you don't recognize, let me know and I'll move forward, okay? So here goes the first one. Ron DeSantis.
How many questions do you have for me? Because I drive right now.
Oh, I'll do it really fast if you answer me the questions, of course. Ron DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis.
Yes, what's your opinion about him?
Good.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Donald Trump?
For me, it's my favorite.
Very favorable, would you say?
Yeah.
Democratic Party?
No.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Mary, what is the preference?
The answers are very or somewhat favorable or somewhat or very unfavorable.
Very, very unfavorable.
The Republican Party?
Very good.
Raquel Regalado?
Good.
Very favorable?
Very favorite.
Janet Nunez?
Very favorite.
Marco Rubio?
Very favorite.
Rick Scott?
No. No favorite.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Some.
Kanye West?
Oh, my God. No, for me, it's not good.
Very unfavorable?
Yes.
The labor
very
union.
Very unfavorable. Who is this? I don't know. I know.
Not a problem. If you don't know, just let me know, and I'll move forward to the next one, okay? Francis Suarez.
Okay. Very favorite.
Daniela Levine Cava.
No favorite.
That would be very or somewhat?
Somewhere.
Elon Musk?
I know, no, pass.
Kamala Harris?
Oh my God. Bad for me.
Very unfavorable, would you say?
Yeah.
Catherine Fernandez Rondel?
It's very favorite. Cari Fernandez.
Joe Biden?
No favorite.
Very unfavorable or somewhat?
Yes. Yeah. Somewhat. Okay.
Thinking ahead to the 2024 mayoral elections, would you definitely vote to re-elect Daniela Levin Cava, probably re-elect, or probably someone new, or definitely someone new?
Maybe someone new.
Okay. How concerned are you over a woke agenda being taught in Miami-Dade County schools? Would you say that you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not concerned at all?
Very concerned.
How concerned are you gender issues and sexual identity are being taught in Miami-Dade County schools? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not concerned at all?
Some concerned.
Okay, I'm going to read to you a series of proposed measures that have been deployed to improve the quality of life for Miami-Dade residents. Using 5-point scales, please tell me how effective you find the approach, with 5 representing the most effective and 1 representing the less effective. Here's the first one. Mayor Levin Cava launched a first-of-its-kind office of equity and engagement to better connect opportunities within county government, TO residents, and small businesses. How effective do you think that will be from 1 to 5?
3.
Mayor Levin Cava deployed a peace and prosperity initiative to tackle gun violence and invest in community programming as a tool to fight crime and keep neighborhoods safe. What number would you give between 1 and 5?
4.
Thank you. Mayor Levin Cava has lead with bipartisan support to implement a community action plan that ensures residents feel safe, the environment is protected, jobs are created, and county government is fair and accountable. What number would you give from 1 to 5?
3.
Through smart budgeting and efficient use of tax dollars, Mayor Levin Cava introduced the lowest property tax rate since 1982 while maintaining service levels. What number would you give?
Let me 2.
Okay. Housing prices are at all-time high.
How many
high
you have more?
A couple more. I'm going to try to read this fast so we can
because
finish as soon as possible.
Right now,
okay?
I take I-95 because right now I take I-95. Maybe other day call me, okay?
I'm trying to do this as fast as I can, okay? Miss, housing prices are at all-time high. Residents need relief. That's why Mayor Levin Cava created a homes plan to invest tens of millions of dollars into housing programs to renters, homeowners, and building immediate workforce housing. What number would you give between 1 and 5?
Repeat the question.
Housing prices are at all-time high and residents need relief. That's why Mayor Levin Cava created the homes plans to invest tens of millions of dollars into housing programs for renters, homeowners, and building immediate workforce housing.
5.
Okay, getting close to the last question. Thinking now about policy initiatives the county mayor has confronted, please tell me on the scale 1 to 5 once again how well she handled the policy, with 5 being this very strong and 1 very weak. Stopping development outside the designated urban development boundary to ensure Biscayne Bay is protected. What number would you give from 1 to 5?
4.
The response to the Surfside building collapse tragedy.
5.
initiating residents across the county to be more engaged in their local government and work across partition lines to get things done?
Deploying
new strategies to build new affordable and workforce housing, increasing available housing supply, and taking the resigned rents with responsible legislation.
Let me check. Maybe four.
Thank you. Getting closer. Employing smart development strategies to stop irresponsible development while also putting forward proposals that improve access to housing for families.
Three.
Making local government more equitable and improving access to county contracts for minority-owned businesses.
Four.
Okay, so these are my last questions. I'm going to read a series of descriptions of policy priorities for each one. Please tell me which solutions you will be more likely to support if these were all you knew. Try to choose just one when the choice is a hard one, okay? Which choice would you be more likely to support? A. Oppose any bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue for the county as enough funding exists to meet our needs, or B, support as $1 billion bond referendum that generates new property tax revenue for new housing initiative to build more housing units and investment in policy departments and green spaces. A or B?
A.
Which one would you like to support? Invest in energy policies that ensure gasoline supplies continue uninterrupted. Remove barriers on environmental reviews and protect natural resources like Biscayne Bay. Or B, invest in aggressive solar energy policies that expand production for electric vehicles, climate change strategies like carbon neutrality to protect the environment and clean water programs.
A.
Okay, which one would you be more likely to support? A. While promises were made to expand Metrorail, low ridership and higher cost means limited resources should be used for other community needs. Or B. Is it time for Miami-Dade County to deliver on its promise of expanded Metrorail like the North Corridor?
A.
Which one would you be more likely to support? A state government must respond to socialistic policies imposed by local governments by creating new rules to limit the powers of local leaders. Or B, local governments are best able to make decisions for the community and the county must stop the state government from setting the rules.
B.
Next. Permitted-less carry-gun policies are a constitutional right and must be passed to ensure residents are able to better protect themselves. Or B, permitted-less carry-gun policies make communities less safe and pose a danger to police officers.
A.
Which one would you be more likely to support? I believe we need more reforms to our police department to better achieve trust between law enforcement and the community. Or B, I trust our police department and support efforts to give them more resources to keep our community safe.
B. Hello?